Welcome to a special Labor Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records from the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. I hope you're having a pleasant and relaxing Labor Day weekend, and I'm glad you've taken the time to tune in and listen. Tomorrow being Labor Day, this week's show features songs about jobs, labor, working, and not working. So let's get started with King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band and Working Man Blues.
Got a job, so help me Bob, I've got to get up and go to work, must be there on the dot, I hope my coffee's hot, bring on those eggs, those scrambled eggs, I've got to get up and go to work, I'll do my best to make some dough, so I can come home and say, we're out of debt, and it's really so, you'll never regret our wedding day, if I should stay in bed, we'll soon be in the red. One kiss and then, like all good men, I've got to get up and go to work. Thank you.
Harry Babbitt, and state your case, son.
Hey, Pop.
Yes, son?
I don't want to go to work.
What's that?
Work is such a lot of bother. I'd rather not bother today. And anyway, I don't want to go to work. Hey, Pop.
Yes.
I don't want to go to work.
Huh?
Can't I sleep a little longer and snore Pop some more Pop just today? And anyway,
what?
I don't want to go to work. I had a wahoo hootin' highfalutin' time last night. Oh, gee, I'm in a whirl. I met a girl and I didn't leave till 3. So, Pop,
I'm a listening.
I don't want to go to work.
Oh, no?
Can't you see that I got home just now? And anyhow, don't start a row. Just say that for today, I won't have to go to work.
Well,
I don't want to go to work. Come on, Pop. Please, Pop. I don't want to go to work.
We started off with King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band and Working Man Blues from a CD reissue of the only known original Jeanette 78, recorded in Richmond, Indiana on October 5th, 1923. Working Man Blues was co-written by King Oliver and Lil Hardin. Then from a Romeo 78, recorded in New York, July 29, 1933, Adrian Rollini and his orchestra, and I Gotta Get Up and Go to Work. Red McKenzie on the vocal on that one. Red McKenzie had been a jockey, but was forced to quit because of his weight. He didn't play an instrument, but became proficient on comb and paper and organized a group called the Mound City Blue Blowers. And we finished up with Kay Kaiser and his orchestra from a Columbia disc, recorded in New York, on November 28, 1939, and Hey Pop, I Don't Want to Go to Work. Harry Babbitt performed the vocal on that one. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, Sundays at 6 on KISL. Pullman, Illinois was a company town founded in 1880 by George Pullman, president of the Pullman Company, which manufactured railroad sleeping cars. Pullman designed and built the town, which had row houses for assembly workers, modest Victorian houses for managers, and a luxury hotel where Pullman himself lived and where visiting customers, suppliers, and salesmen could stay. Its residents all worked for the Pullman Company, drew their paychecks from Pullman Bank, and had their rent, set by Pullman, automatically deducted from their weekly paychecks. For more than a decade, the town and the company operated smoothly and successfully. But in 1893, the Pullman Company was caught in a nationwide economic depression. Sales declined, and Pullman was forced to lay off hundreds of employees and reduce the wages of those who remained. Rent, however, stayed the same. The employees walked out, demanding lower rents and higher pay. The American Railway Union came to the cause of the striking workers, and railroad workers across the nation boycotted trains carrying Pullman cars. The strike turned violent with rioting and burning of railroad cars as mobs of non-union workers joined in. The strike became a national issue, and President Grover Cleveland, faced with nervous railroad executives and interrupted mail trains, declared the strike a federal crime and deployed 12,000 troops to break the strike. Two men were killed when U.S. deputy marshals fired on protesters in Kensington, Illinois, near Chicago. On August 3, 1894, the strike was declared over, and in the wake of the strike, legislation to establish Labor Day was rushed unanimously through both houses of Congress, and the bill arrived on President Cleveland's desk just 6 days after his troops had broken the Pullman strike. 1894 was an election year. President Cleveland seized the chance at conciliation, and Labor Day was born. Cleveland, however, was not reelected. We'll be back with more songs for this Labor Day weekend right after this. Well, this being a holiday weekend, I suppose this should be kind of a lazy day. Here's Ruth Etting and Lazy Day.
Lazy Day, where spring and summer meet. Lazy Day, within a woodland sweet, my way I'll be wending, spending a lazy day. Lazy day, a day to drift and dream. Let me stray where water lilies gleam, 'neath the willows bending, spending a lazy day. Through green fields I want to roam, under a friendly sky. Green fields whispering of home, and happy days gone by. Lazy day, beside the only one, far away, where we can watch the sun o'er the hills descending, ending a lazy day. The city streets no longer lure me. Oh, the town just doesn't look its best. There's only one thing that can cure me. A real day of rest. Lazy day, when spring and summer meet. Lazy day, within a woodland sweet, my way I'll be wending, spending a lazy day. Lazy day, a day to drift and dream. Let me stray where water lilies gleam, 'neath the willows bending, spending a lazy day. Through green fields I want to roam, under a friendly sky. Green fields whispering of home, and happy days gone by. Lazy day, beside the only one, far away, where we can watch the sun o'er the hills descending, ending a lazy day.
I see a puppy on a summer's day, a puppy dog at play. My heart is filled with envy. That's why I'm in such a hurry to pass the time away. like the pup. I'm all fed up, and so it's wrong to be. I long to be lazy. I wanna be lazy. I'm longing to lay in the sun with no work to be done under that awning they call the sky, stretching and yawning, and let the world go drifting by. I wanna peep through the deep tangled wild wood, counting sheep till I sleep like a child would, with a great big valise full of books to read, where it's peaceful while I'm killing time being lazy. Lazy, I wanna be lazy. I'm longing to lay in the sun with no work to be done under that awning they call the sky, stretching and yawning, and let the world go drifting by. I wanna peep through the deep tangled wild wood, counting sheep till I sleep like a child would, with a great big valise full of books to read, where it's peaceful while I'm killing time being lazy.
Lazy, Al Jolson with that Irving Berlin song, backed by the Gene Rodemich Orchestra from a Brunswick 78, recorded March 13, 1934. And before that, Ruth Etting and Lazy Day, written by Grace and Gus Kahn, and recorded June 2, 1932. Okay, here's a quick Ruth Etting quiz. Which of the following titles was bestowed upon Ruth Etting? A. Glorifier of American Song, B. Chicago's Sweetheart, or C. Queen of the Torch Singers? The answer, right after this next set of lazy songs.
Thank you. sleeping out in the sun. Tell me, how you expect to get your day's work done, huh? Well, boy, you ain't never gonna get your day's work done when you all are sleeping in the noonday sun. Oh, say, you old lazy bones, sleeping in the shade, how you expect to get your cornmeal made? That good old cornmeal, you ain't never gonna get your cornmeal made when you're all sleeping through that evening shade. And when the taters need spraying, I bet you just keep on praying that the bugs, they fall right off from the vine. And when you go fishing, I knows that you keep wishing that the fish, they ain't gonna pay no attention to your old fishing line. No, sir, you're just an old lazy bones, and you're loafing all through the day. Tell me, boy, how you expect to make a dime that way? Well, you can't never make no money that way, no, sir. Well, look at ya, look at ya. He ain't never heard a word that I'll say.
Looky here, looky here. Ted Lewis, the high-hatted tragedian of song and lazy bones from 1933. Before that, the original Dixieland Jazz Band recorded July 17, 1918, and Lazy Daddy. Last week we heard Clarinet Marmalade, which was recorded during the same session. And so, not to be accused of sexism, before Lazy Daddy we heard Lazy Mama, King Oliver's Dixie Syncopators from 1928. Some songs for a lazy holiday weekend afternoon on Rapidly Rotating Records, every Sunday, holiday or not, right here on Island Radio, KISL. I'm Glenn Robison. As for the answer to our Ruth Etting quiz earlier, it was in fact a trick question. The answer is E, all of the above. Ruth Etting was known as the glorifier of American song, Chicago's sweetheart, and Queen of the Torch Song, as well as many other titles. Unemployment is an unpleasant subject, and I certainly hope no one out there is in that situation. But we have a couple of songs about unemployment right after this. Lee Morse was born in Georgia around the turn of the century. She got her start in vaudeville and recorded prolifically between 1925 and 1935. Here's Lee Morse, backed by a small studio group featuring Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Irving Brodsky on piano, and Eddie Lang's guitar, and I'm an Unemployed Sweetheart.
I'm so full of ambition, but I never seem to find work that really appeals to me. Could I find a position like the one I have in mind? Oh, I'd be happy as I could be. I want a job in the moonlight, under the stars above. For I'm an unemployed sweetheart, looking for somebody to love. I'll guarantee I can spoon right, just like a turtle dove. For I'm an unemployed sweetheart, looking for somebody to love. I've got kisses, I've got arms, still I'm always blue. 'Cause my kisses and my arms have no work to do. If I got a chance in the moonlight, I wouldn't need a shove. For I'm an unemployed sweetheart, looking for somebody to love. Thank you. job in the moonlight under the stars up above. For I'm an unemployed sweetheart looking for somebody to love. I'll guarantee I can spoon right just like a turtle dove. For I'm an unemployed sweetheart looking for somebody to love. I've got kisses, I've got arms, still I'm always blue. 'Cause my kisses and my arms have no work to do. If I got a chance in the moonlight, oh, I wouldn't need a show. For I'm an unemployed sweetheart looking for somebody to love.
Ever get a job again, I will never be a snob again. I live within my means, carry a dollar in my jeans. If I ever get a job again, if I ever get a break again, brother, what I'll do to steak again. No turning out the light, bidding my appetite good night. If I ever get a break again, I'll get two rooms and a kitchenette, furnished comfortably. With two rooms and a kitchenette, I'll get a sweet somebody to move in with me. If I ever get a job again, I know that two hearts will throb again. She told me with her eyes, we'll be rehearsing lullabies. If I ever get a job again.
From January 13, 1933, Dick Robertson vocalizing on If I Ever Get a Job Again, Gene Cardos and his orchestra. If I Ever Get a Job Again was written by Abel Baer, and before that, I'm an Unemployed Sweetheart, Lee Morse, recorded in New York by Columbia on July 8, 1931. This next song has a railroad reference in it. The railroad is the Delaware-Lackawanna Line. That's the same railroad that was mentioned in the Happiness Boys' I've Never Seen a Straight Banana, which we played last week. You wouldn't think Delaware Lackawanna would be easy to work into a lyric, but give a listen. Here's Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks.
¶¶ you do, John? I push, I push, I push. What do you push, John? I push in the truck. Where do you push, John? On the Delaware Lackawanna, a one, a one, a one, the Delaware Lackawanna, a one. Yay!
Edith Wright, backed by Tommy Dorsey in his Clambake 7 from October 14, 1937, and Nice Work If You Can Get It, written by Ira and George Gershwin. And before that, from a Brunswick 78, recorded November 10, 1926, Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks and Where Do You Work, John? That lyric was written by Mortimer Weinberg and Charlie Marks, but the music to that tarantella, written in 6/8 time, was by Harry Warren. Harry Warren would know something about tarantellas, having been born as Salvatore Guadagna to an immigrant family from Napoli. We have a couple more lazy songs when we return right after this. The Coon Sanders Orchestra began by chance. Carlton A. Coon had aspired to be a doctor, but decided to switch to music, and while in his early 20s, he was leading a small band playing high school dances around Kansas City. Joe Sanders had wanted to be a professional baseball player like his older brother Roy, but he had received voice and piano lessons as a child and ultimately turned to music. During World War I, both men were in the service. Joe Sanders was stationed at Camp Bowie, Texas, and Cooney, as Carlton Coon was known, was assigned to the base in St. Louis. While both were on leave in December 1918, they met at Jenkins Music Store in Kansas City. That chance meeting turned into a friendship, which turned into a business partnership as a booking agency for other Kansas City bands. Soon they formed the Coon Sanders Novelty Orchestra. On December 5, 1922, the band made its debut on WDAF radio in Kansas City. The time slot they were given was midnight to 2 a.m. Coon remarked that nobody would stay up to listen but a bunch of Nighthawks. They renamed the band Coon Sanders Original Nighthawk Orchestra, and they became immensely popular. Here they are recording in Chicago on November 9, 1924. The vocal is by Carlton Coon, his first solo vocal. This is a waltz, a rarity for the band. It's called Lazy Waters. Thank you. From a Brunswick 78 recorded in New York City on February 2, 1932, Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra and Lazy Rhapsody. And before that, Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra and Lazy Waters, a pair of songs for a lazy Labor Day weekend on rapidly rotating records here on KISL. Campbell A. Skeets Tolbert was born in Charlotte, North Carolina around 1910. His nickname is a variation of Mosquito, a nickname his friends gave him as a youngster. While in college, he played with Dave Taylor's Dixie Serenaders, and in the early 30s, Skeets moved to New York and played with various bands, including Fats Waller's. He formed his own band called the Gentlemen of Swing and played in clubs in Greenwich Village and on 52nd Street. He landed a recording contract with Decca and made 40 sides for the label in the space of about 3 years. Here from March 12, 1940 is Skeets Tolbert and his Gentlemen of Swing and WPA.
WPA. WPA. Sleep while you work, while you rest, while you play. Lean on your shovel to pass time away. Take what you do, you can jive for your pay. WPA. 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 Don't be a fool, working hard is passé. You'll spend from 5 to 6 hours a day. Sit down and joke while you smoke, it's okay. WPA.
I'm so tired, I don't know what to do. Can't get by, so I'll take my rest till my work is through.
WPA. WPA. Don't mind the boss if he's cross when you're gay. You'll get a pink slip next week anyway. Nobody beats if you loaf every day. WPA.
Thank you. I don't know what to do. Can't get by, so I'll take my rest till my work is through. WPA, WPA, sleep while you work, while you rest, while you play. Lean on your shovel to pass time away. Take what you do, you can jive for your pay. WPA, 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 WPA.
While you work, put on that grin and start right in. Whistle loud and long, just hum a merry tune. Just do your best and take a rest. Sing yourself a song. When there's too much to do, don't let it bother you. Forget your troubles, try to be just like the cheerful chickadee. And whistle while you work. Light up, get smart, tune up and start. Whistle while you work.
Artie Shaw and his new music from Walt Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and Whistle While You Work, recorded in New York, December 30th, 1937. Tony Pastor played alto sax and performed the vocal on that Brunswick 78. Whistle While You Work was written by Larry Morey and Frank Churchill. I hope you've enjoyed this special Labor Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records and that you'll tune in again next Sunday at 6, when we'll have some back-to-school songs for you. In the meantime, I invite you to send requests or comments about the show to me by email at glenn@glennrobison.com, GlennRobison, or cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. This is Glenn Robison wishing you a safe and pleasant Labor Day holiday. And if you do have to go to work, I hope you enjoy what you do. I know I do. I thank you for your very kind attention.